The Gemara here at Kedusha Mem Amid Beis is a Gemara which should be disturbing to most people, because we all learn during Yom Neiraim time this which Rav Chanan quotes in Mesilas Yesharim, that tshuva is a tremendous chesed Hashem did. Mikra Din, if you do an Aveira, it's done. You can't undo the past. You could behave later, but Mikra Din, what you did is done, and it can't be undone. It's a chesed of Hashem that there's such a thing as tshuva, that even though you did the Aveira, you could undo the Aveira, and it could be erased. So the problem with this is that the Gemara here says that the same thing is true for a mitzvah. The Gemara says, Afilu tzadik gomer kol yamav, umarad ba'achrayna, ibid es harishaynais. Even if someone's a tzadik gomer his whole life, and at the end of his life he's mayreid, he rebels, ibid es harishaynais, he loses the mitzvahs that he did. Shenemar tzidkas tzadik loisatzilanu b'yayim pishay. So the Gemara says by a mitzvah that if you did a mitzvah and you maschar it at the end, that you can erase the mitzvahs. The Gemara says, "Amar shlokish b'tay ala rishaynais." When you regret having done the mitzvah. So the whole idea, the whole notion that tshuva is a special chesed, that you did averis, and by doing tshuva you can erase your averis, is not. It's nothing special, because the same thing is true in the reverse. If you did mitzvahs and you have charata on the mitzvahs, you erase the mitzvahs too. So the whole notion that it's a special idea by Averis just seems to be not true. And Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kibbutz Mamorim that he asked this kasha to the Chafetz Chaim. Now I would have asked the kasha more strongly, because to do tshuva and erase an Avera, it's not enough to have charata. You have to be mekabel al asid. You have to say, I'm never going to do the Avera again. Our Gemara says that if someone did mitzvahs and he has charata, it gets erased. It doesn't say if he's mekabel ala osid never to do the mitzvah again. It doesn't say the Gemara.
But he regrets doing it.
He regrets having done the mitzvah. So he has to make a kabbalah ala osid never to do the mitzvah in order for the mitzvah to be erased. What?
What does regret mean? I'm never going to do it again.
Well, by an avera, you need both. You can regret it, and you'll still do it again, out of habit or whatever reason. Anyway, the kasha is a very strong kasha, and it's somewhat troublesome. The whole idea is really a problem. Why should it be that way? Somebody spent 80 years of his life waking up early and going to davening, and giving ma'isa from all the money he has, and doing chesed, and learning daf yomi in 80 years. He can learn a bunch of times. And then, you know, he's got a bad year at the end. You know, he's got a year in which he has charata. You know, it says 80 years of Kohen Gadol, and then he goes bad. He has a bad year. You know, so he had a bad year. She got punished for the bad year. But his Tayyala Rishaynis, it knocks off everything else. It's a Davapella that there's such an idea that it can knock off everything from before. So Rabbi Chanan was bothered by this, and he writes that he asked it, Sha'alti Davazem, Kotshay Maran Baal Chofetz Chaim. It says Shlita, but they changed Shlita to Zatzal. Originally he wrote it when the Chofetz Chaim was alive. So Rabbi Chanan brings here in the Maimar al Tshuva, he brings the Chofetz Chaim's answer, and he has a kasha on it. And Rabbi Chanan has a different teretz. I'll share with you Rabbi Chanan's teretz, because Rabbi Chanan has a whole binyan based on the teretz. Rabbi Chanan says that in every mitzvah there are two parts to a mitzvah. There's the tikkun that the mitzvah does. We say b'sfir sa'im l'sakin esayilamais. Every mitzvah has a purpose in the bria. Every time a person does a mitzvah, there's some tikkun that happens. In addition, there's a second part to the mitzvah. The fact that you're an Eved Hashem, you listen to what Hashem says, even if the mitzvah would have no purpose. If Hashem says do it, and you do it. So you have a mitzvah of obedience to the Bari Olam, you're an Eved Hashem. So every time a person does a mitzvah, he has two things. He has the tikkun of the mitzvah itself has tikkunim in Olam Hazeh. It's a benefit to the world. And then the fact that he's an Eved Hashem, the same as the reverse. Every Aveira is Mekalkel, and it's a rebellion against Hashem. So this idea, Rabbi Chanan says, by an aveira, by a mitzvah, when you tie ala rishaynais, so you lose the Eved Hashem status. You're an Eved Hashem, but there's kind of Eved Hashem. You tie ala rishaynais. But the tikkun that happened, it happens, a fact. You did something, you didn't appear in the Bria. Whatever tikkun you did remains by an aveira, by a mitzvah. Because the tikkun is a fact. You did something, it was misakin. The Eved Hashem, the aspect that you're an Eved Hashem, that you lose. By Averis, the chesed of an Avera is that when you have charata, not only in the Avera, you're rebelling against Hashem and you do a kilkel. So your rebelliousness goes away, that's Mikra Adin. The chesed of tshuva is that it erases even the kilkel that the Avera causes, that's the chesed of tshuva, that it erases that as well. So this is Rabbi Chanan's Yisai, that there are two parts to a mitzvah. He says somebody does a mitzvah shalai l'shma, so he has the tikkun of the mitzvah, but he's missing the Eved Hashem part. He's doing shalai l'shma, he's not doing the Eved Hashem. So if you do a mitzvah shalai l'shma, you're missing the tikkun you did, the Eved Hashem you're missing. He says the reverse. If someone wants to do a mitzvah, haraitz alasis mitzvah v'nenes v'layasa, someone who wants to do a mitzvah and he wasn't successful, ma'alo lo v'kasev kiluasa, says that's the reverse. There, you don't have the tikkun of the mitzvah, you didn't do it. You didn't have the tikkun. But you have the fact that you're an Eved Hashem, you set out to do the mitzvah, you tried to do the mitzvah. It's the reverse. So that a mitzvah shalai l'shma has one, and Ratzalasis mitzvah has the other without the first one. So he says, actually, Reb Tzadik says the same Yisai, and even Tzadik plugs it into the Lashon. It says, someone who wants to do a mitzvah and failed, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzaref ayisai kilu asa. Lashon mitzaref. What's mitzaref? Hashem takes a mitzvah he did shalai l'shma. He had the tikkun without the Eved Hashem. And then he takes Ratzalasis mitzvah, and you didn't succeed. He takes that, he combines them, and then you have a super mitzvah, a complete mitzvah. And this is Rabbi Chanan's text. Now I want to tell you of a gevaldige mitzvah. In Pachad Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah Maimer Ches, he says, he doesn't quote, he says, Echad mechachmei hadar shalafaneinu, hirish al dvarim alalu b'tzmiya minyan tayal arishaynis. He's referring, I don't know why, in the Pachad Yitzchak, he barely ever quotes by name. He refers to others. He said, Echa Machafei Adar Shalfaneinu, he means this Rabbi Chanan, he says, Hirish al Advar Malay, made a rash, Bitmiya binyan tayala rishaynis. He brings Rabbi Chanan's kasha. And Rafutna says, a different teretz, totally different teretz, a very gishmak. Again, the kasha is, why is it a chesed? A tshuva works, you lose mitzvahs too. This is Rabbi Chanan's teretz. Rabbi Chanan says, in Olam Hazeh, keeping things alive requires input. Requires input. The marshal would be if someone has a flower pot, his flower is growing. If you don't water it, if you don't put it in the sun, it's going to die. It's going to be finished. It's not going to live. In order to keep something alive, you have to keep it alive. My mother, Leah Shalom, loved plants. And my wife doesn't have patience for them. My mother used to buy us plants all the time, and they lasted about 3-4 weeks, and then they died, so we have a collection of flower pots. I remember once she bought us plants and put it on the front stoop, so at least it would rain into it, but then the winter came and they died. For a plant to stay alive, you need sustenance. For a person to stay alive, you have to feed the person. To be dead, you don't have to sustain death. You have a dead plant, it stays dead. You don't have to sustain things that are dead. Living things need sustenance. Dead things don't. So Zok Rabbi Chanan, it's pashit. If somebody wants to do mitzvahs, b'charta b'chayim, doing mitzvahs is chiyus. You want to come with your mitzvahs at the end of your life, you want to come with them, you have to sustain them. The fact that if you tayal rishaynais, that chayim disappears, that toiv disappears, that's not a chiddush. Because the davar tayin needs to be sustained. If it's not sustained, it doesn't last. Ra doesn't need sustenance. Ra, really, once you do ra, it should stay. The misa stays. So that's the chesed Hashem. That you could undo ra. Ra doesn't have to be sustained. You can undo ra. That's a chesed. That tayv has to be sustained. That's a chiddush. There's an idea in physics called entropy. Entropy means if you have any order of things and you don't apply an effort to keep it going well, it by itself falls into a state of increased disarray, of increased. What it means is, if you make an explosion, you have a building, and you put dynamite, the building will never fall into two buildings, two small buildings. Like, you take a skyscraper, you explode it, and it'll land in two buildings. It won't happen. If two cars crash, you'll never get a limousine. It'll always be a mess. That's what entropy means. Entropy means that without effort, it can't happen. You want to take a big glass and break it into two, you need a person's effort for it to work. Without effort, it just breaks apart and it falls apart by itself. Well, Chalin's side is that for things to fall apart, it happens by itself. There's no chiddush. If you don't keep chiyus alive, it falls apart. If you, on the other, so mamela, the fact that a mitzvah you have to sustain, it's a davar pashut. Fakert, in aveira, that you can undo an aveira, that I would think once it's broken, it's broken. So that's the chiddush of tshuva, that tshuva works. That's what Mochanan Zisayit. So we have here really two mahalchim. It's more of a Dvar Torah for Rosh Hashanah, but since there are only about another four or five mishmaros till Rosh Hashanah, it's a very appropriate time to bring it. So it's a really a beautiful idea. I think the bottom line of all this, in the unfairness of why a person does mitzvah for 80 years and he could lose it all. If I care, someone does a veris for 80 years and he has a good year, he becomes a tzaddik. The bottom line of it is that Olam Hazeh is a place of preparation. Whole Olam Hazeh is a praise dar. It's a hallway to prepare for the Olam Emes. If it's a place of preparation, any time you prepare for anything, it's that way. You can prepare for a wedding for 80 days, and if on the 81st day somebody comes in and upsets all the tables, and so then you have nothing. Anytime you prepare, you prepare good, good, good. Bad messes up the good at the end of the preparation. So it's not a chiddush that bad can mess up the good. The fakert is the chiddush. There were a person did averus for 80 days, and then at the last day, or 80 years, the last day he could fix it. So that's the chesed of tshuva. And the fact that the time it's that way, that's what Mechanez is saying. You want to come with something, you have to be able to come with it, so you have to be able to sustain it and not be a Tayla Rishaynis. So this is the aside here of Rav Hittman. Now, good Shabbos, everybody.